Welcome to another episode of Little Talks, your weekly dose of marketing news and insights from Littlefield Agency.
Wow, this is crazy. Welcome back to another edition, a limited edition of Little Talks with Littlefield Agency. I am Sam Littlefield, and not next to me, but in another room is...
Rube.
We are, yeah. We're mixing it up today.
And we're doing some testing.
As everyone knows, our last week announcement, Jay Schwedelson is going to join us remotely. He is down in Florida.
And Brandon, where's the clapping?
Brandon is doing a lot of other things right now, so it's okay. There's a
soundboard. There it is.
So Brandon's a little on edge, but he's going to be okay. Claudia seems pretty chill. We are we're testing this out. Want to make sure we get the kinks out of the way. So if it's a weird episode this week, we apologize. But also, this is a great learning experience for us, as we have a lot of people who have expressed interest in being on this podcast lately. So I think we're going to do a lot more virtual remote things like this.
Yeah.
Which is super cool. I love it, Brandon. Rube, anything to add there?
Yeah. So Brandon has prepped for this for weeks and weeks and weeks, trying different tools and methods of doing remote. And everything he did to test worked completely. And today we're setting up, and right as we're about to go on, the one thing he couldn't get was echo out of the headphones. And then what happened, like a millisecond before we went live,
Brandon freaking figured it out. It's amazing.
Absolute professional. Absolute professional.
He's proud of himself, too. I love it.
He has some new sounds on the soundboard, I heard, as well. We'll see if we can get them triggered.
We have a couple of announcements before we dive into our digital trends. Yesterday was Claudia's birthday.
Happy birthday! She is
24 years old. Young. 24. I'm pretty sure I was on top of the world at 24. Claudia is on top of the world right now. She said she had a great day, wonderful day. She actually showed up to work. Wow, that's a kudos to her.
And, yeah, well, she had a big trip to New Orleans last week.
That's right. She's in New Orleans with the family.
She's got a big trip this weekend.
So, Claudia, I can't see you. I know you're with Rube, but happy birthday. Coincidentally enough, not only Claudia's birthday, it was Matt and Claudia are birthday buddies. Matt turned 3 years old yesterday.
Yep.
You know, I had a kind of a holy moment yesterday. I got to fortunate enough, and I took the afternoon off, and I picked up Matt, and he really wanted to go to the fire station. So shout out to Station 14 at 36 and Lewis for wonderful hospitality. You made my son's life, and he got to ride in a fire truck, and he got to play with the sirens and honk the horn and spray water. They were so accommodating and amazing. And then we went to the gathering place, and then we went to play some golf, which playing golf means running in the sand traps. And then we went on a Jeep ride, and then my son was asleep at 6:45 last night.
What a day.
It was a great day. So happy birthday to my little buddy and to Claudia. March Madness, Rube. You did a heck of a TikTok yesterday, buddy.
Oh, thanks. That one did. We were testing some things out. We're always testing on the TikTok, and that one proved out some theories we had.
We're always testing on the TikTok right now. Hey, by the way, Brandon's coming your way. Watch out.
Great.
You're doing something wrong. So,
yeah.
Anyway, we've got March Madness. I have not filled out my bracket yet. So, Rube, have you filled out yours?
Yes.
Okay. Who do you have winning it?
But I'm trying to remember. I believe I took Houston. I love, we'll call them games of chance.
Yeah. This is the biggest game of chance part of March Madness in the brackets, but
I don't follow college basketball much anymore. So,
well, someone shared this with me. I believe in the history of March Madness, no one has ever had a perfect bracket.
Is that in the whole world? Is that true?
Right? I found that hard to believe. But someone told me that passing, so don't take that for gospel. I need to look that up. But they did share that with me, which is interesting. Our last announcement is a big one. We have two great guys flying from the West Coast and Midwest America to our wonderful hometown of Tulsa, Oklahoma. And that is Adam and Jonathan from Church West and Brotherhood Mutual. So excited to welcome them. And they fly in this evening. We have dinner tonight. We have a huge project we're working on with their team. And so the presentation is tomorrow. But Jonathan and Adam, welcome to Tulsa. We're going to give them the grand tour. Rube, you're a pivotal player in that project. And we've got a great morning tomorrow with the both of them.
Oh my gosh, I better get to work on that. That's
tomorrow. He's got jokes. He's got jokes. Okay, so that is our announcement. We're midway through March here. Rube's got a great topic he's going to take us through. So, Brandon, topic number one. There we go. Vertical versus horizontal video for B2B brands. Rube, take it away.
Yeah, vertical versus horizontal video for B2B brands. And this is going to be a real light topic this week. It's just something that we've been noticing. It's been coming up a lot more. We just wanted to talk about ways that if you have a library for horizontal video, how you can maybe freshen that up for 2024 and use it in some expand its reach and get it ready for some other places. First thing we want to talk about was like, because I remember when vertical video became a thing, people started getting their smartphones and people wouldn't turn their phone horizontal, yeah. They'd leave it vertical. This is like 10 years ago, 15 years ago.
You think it was that long ago?
Yeah, it's been a long time ago. I remember making fun of those folks that didn't horizontal shoot. Brandon's nodding. Horizontal shoot their video because I thought, what are you doing? You can't upload that to YouTube. It's not going to look good on TV. It's not going to look good on a monitor.
Little did you know they were ahead of the times.
They were way ahead of the times. They broke the system. So flash forward, a decade or so, and vertical video becomes a pretty popular format across social channels. And of course, TikTok, whose whole game is vertical video. That's literally all they do. So we wanted to talk a little bit about vertical video. And if you have not been paying attention to this, why you probably should.
Hey, Rip, can Claudia hear us?
Claudia cannot hear us.
Can you ask her if she has ever shot horizontal video in her life?
Claudia, Sam wants to know if you've ever shot horizontal video in your life. She said yes, probably a school project. I thought she was going to say something I made her do, but yeah,
school project. Okay. I wanted advice and counsel from our 24-year-old employee.
Yeah, we're always tapping into the youth here.
Absolutely.
So anyhow, vertical videos is the thing. The reason it's the thing is we're finding, and studies are showing now, you get higher engagement rates out of it, and it's a more immersive experience. Something that completely takes over your screen without the user having to tilt their hand to go horizontal is we've become lazier. And so, that's just the format people like, and that's where we're at. The main players in this space, of course, are TikTok, and we're going to talk about them specifically here in a second, but vertical video as a format is not limited to TikTok. So I think a lot of times when we talk about vertical video, folks immediately think, oh, that's video that goes on TikTok. Yes, but it's also video that can show up on Reels on Instagram, works great for stories on Instagram and Facebook, and honestly, a little part of YouTube that I don't think we talk enough about that does huge numbers bigger than even TikTok is YouTube Shorts. Shorts was a literal ripoff of TikTok. They saw that it was, vertical video was working well over there, and Google said, what can we do with this this new craze the kids are doing with vertical video? And they came up with Shorts. YouTube has 2 billion monthly users, which is way, way, way more than TikTok does. So actually preparing your vertical video and placing it on YouTube is great, does better numbers. And of course, YouTube being the second largest search engine in the world behind Google, it's another good place to just get your video to show up, help your SEO for your brand or your business or whatever it is you're trying to promote. YouTube is where you need to be, and that whole platform's only video. So vertical video really, really plays well in an SEO kind of way for YouTube. And by the way, the third largest and coming up, I think we have a POV article dropping on this pretty soon. I said dropping like I'm...
You dropping it?
Like I'm Drake. Anyhow, we've got a POV article coming out about this exact topic, but social search is beginning to really infringe on traditional search. And that would be because finding social search has a little bit, it's where they spend most of their time, but it's also just they're finding it a little bit more trustworthy for some reason. And that means platforms like TikTok and Instagram Reels, where people are doing that search, is again becoming important. So if you've got SEO needs, we used to kind of limit that to how does SEO and keywords and tagging all work for your website. That's still important, but equally important and growing in importance is having a good video library that shows up on the platforms where people are now starting to also do searches. So
yeah, Rick, vertical video playing across the board. In the SEO world, I'm glad you brought that up. You alluded you were going to hit on TikTok. Walk us through that.
Yeah, yeah. So we're recording this on today's March 20th, right?
20th.
2024, and TikTok is in the middle of potentially getting banned in the United States,
which has been an ongoing conversation for.
This will be the third time they've tried to do it.
Yeah. Yep.
Some people are upset. Some people think it's good. But the takeaway we wanted you to have from that, as we talk about vertical video today, I just want to reemphasize, when we say vertical video, we don't mean only TikTok. We mean lots of different channels. TikTok is a platform, though, if you want our two cents on it. They've tried this before. It hasn't happened. Even if it succeeds this time, there's all kinds of outs. It doesn't mean necessarily that TikTok is immediately disappearing from your phone and your life. There's several groups lined up to buy it. If it comes to that, and I'm sure it'll be challenged in the courts for at least a couple of years. So
yeah.
It's not dead yet. Even if it gets a couple of knives stuck in it, it'll be fine for a while. But yeah, forget TikTok. When we talk about vertical video, just understand vertical video. Even if TikTok disappeared, something else will replace it. If that whole audience doesn't just migrate to shorts, right? So just wanted to note, since we're talking about it.
No, totally.
TikTok's in the middle of something.
Well, and here's the thing on this vertical video, and we've talked about this before, there's a time and a place for professional shoot, right? Getting the camera, getting our boy Brandon out there doing his thing. We've had a lot of conversations internally and the sense of what is the evolution of what Brandon continues to do in the video world, but in thinking of content, right? Thinking of video as content, we all know that. It is okay to have not the most polished videos in the world and just that nimbleness and the quickness of it, right? That you're out on a job site. I mean, especially in the B2B world, right? It's hard to get a full camera crew. You can't depend on the weather. It's beautiful. It's 75 degrees today, but there might be a 30-mile-per-hour gust. Right? And I remember specifically on a digital shoot one time when I first started at the agency, and I'm literally holding a light something. And it was a good 45-mile-per-hour breeze. And my arms, man, they were shaking. But, and again, there's a time and place for a professional shoot, but you can get a gimbal and you can do some really cool stuff with some good vertical video, tight shots.
Yeah.
And the turnaround time on that, right, Roop? You hit on
it's fast.
It's fast, but also don't just upload it. Think of your SEO strategies, think of your social strategy, think of your website strategy. It all plays a larger part in your overall content strategy for your B2B brand.
And, you know, this makes a lot of sense that everyone's walking around with a mini production studio in their pocket if they have a smartphone, right? And every year, the thing you can count on every year when they announce a new iPhone is the camera got better. Like, everything else may go to crap, but that camera's getting better every single year. And a friend and I talk about if we'd had this technology when we were kids, how different it would have been. And it made me start thinking about, like, we didn't grow up in an era where, you know, video was something special. You had to have a VHS camera, you had to have like editing equipment.
On your shoulder.
It was a
big deal. Absolutely.
Now everybody under the age of 30 has grown up with TikTok and editing software on their phone, and they're just cranking out the content. So it's pretty normal. So the shift from not having video being kind of this magical thing to video being something that you just document your day with and do it in a real quick vertical format is that shift is kind of crazy to me, but like that's where we're at. And that's why vertical is not only not a fad, it's definitely going to expand and continue to grow, I think, in terms of popularity.
You bring up a good point on, we have a section here on our script, which is obviously very loose. Why should B2B brands care? And I love your second bullet point. Kind of walk us through that, Rip. It's a great point.
So I don't know what the stat is now, but 5 years ago, so I'm sure it's more, is that roughly 80% of all time we spend online is spent on a social media channel, which is crazy because we already spend a lot of time online. So if you want your presence to be where people spend their time, which is social media, you need to participate in social media channels. And that now includes all video format channels. So if you're not present on TikTok, or you're not present on YouTube or YouTube Shorts, you're just kind of seeding the ground to your competitors. Forget the SEO part. Just you have to be there to be seen, right? So that's one reason you should care. The other one was like you probably have a lot of video already you've shot. Maybe you were pretty responsible in the world of video content over the past 20 or 30 years, and you have a ton of what we'll call horizontal video, right? And you're thinking, well, this has been pretty good stuff I shot, but I shot it specifically for a TV commercial or I shot it specifically for YouTube or whatever. There is the ability for you to take that format and reformat it, recrop it, and reuse it in the vertical world. There's tons of tools out there online and probably on your phone that'll do this for you. And folks are okay with it. It's okay if it's not perfectly cropped and centered as long as generally the subject matter is center cut. You're going to be okay. You kind of think about, I think about this in, I can't even imagine, I'm about to really age myself. Beta, VHS, Laserdisc, DVD, Blu-ray, and now we're streaming. I've lived through six different streaming formats for just movies. Those movies were not panicked about it. They were ready to go from VHS to streaming, right? Like, that content still is good content. It's just the format that you're preparing it for and distributing it in that kind of matters to keep up with the times. And I think this is the internet version of that right now.
Rupe, the nice thing is in 15 years, when I'm talking about the crazy transformation of something, it's going to be like 400 ways it's changed. At least you've only gone through six, buddy.
Six.
don't you feel
bad? That makes me feel better.
It's a great analogy. I really like that. Rupe mentioned we wrote a blog post on that. We actually had some good interaction on LinkedIn with some people. You know, of course, they're acknowledging this is a thing and it's here to stay. And obviously, this is something we're very mindful about with our clients. So a takeaway for your B2B brand is what can you do in your just the ability to capture some great content. Like I said, doesn't have to be super polished. Quick After Effects and get that puppy live. We always tell our clients, don't produce video, don't produce content for the sake of producing video or content. What part does that play in your content strategy? And how are we ultimately using that content to drive leads and drive conversions for your brand? That's the most important thing. That's what gets
that's
us
most
out
important.
Of it.
Think about who you're talking to and what they want to know and see from you. And that's it. Start there.
I love it. That's simple and it's easy. And I think that's a great point. Wonderful, Rupe. I love this topic. My friend, next week is a big week. Are you feeling okay?
Didn't do today that I'm definitely doing next week? Celsius.
Oh, I know you are. Are we going to be together next week, right? This is a test.
Yeah,
okay,
we'll be together in the same studio again.
We are working with Jay on finalizing script topics. We cannot wait to host him just via this platform, this medium. It is our first remote guest. And it's going to be a cool one, guys. Stay tuned. We will see you next week. He said that he's going to share this to his feed. We welcome all those new listeners. And it's going to be pretty cool, Rupe. A holy moment for Rupe.
Yeah. I got to get rested and ready for this.
I might take
Tuesday off just to get ready for Wednesday.
No, you're taking the following week off. I need you here ready to go,
that's
baby.
Right.
okay. We will see you next week. Special guest, Jay Schwedelson. Brandon, thank you for all your prep. Claudia, we appreciate everything on the associate producing side. And get excited, guys. We'll see you then.
Adios.
Bye.
And that's a wrap. We hope you've enjoyed our little chat and found ways to grow your own marketing strategies. Remember to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts and follow us on social media @Littlefield Agency.